Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. It's all about leadership, and this week we address what to do when a team has no leader. Now, the old adage of while the big boss is away, the immediate boss goes away may have some relevance here. Well, okay, so wait, that's not exactly the old adage, but what do you do when a team has no leader for whatever reason? Maybe the role's vacant, or maybe the leader is just figuratively vacant, or there's an interim or acting person in place. No matter the reason for the leadership absence, the team and results and direction will suffer when there's no leader in place. So what do you do? Well, here are three key factors and actions to consider and a valuable article worth reading that will provide you with the additional help. First, avoid leaving them feeling like a one-hit wonder. Now, if the team of employees feels they're being bounced around and given the leader of the week, they'll suffer in the same way that one-hit wonder training actually erodes versus builds skills. This is why I've included the article I mentioned from Leadership Development Magazine as part of this week's Monday Moment. Now, to download the article, see the post physically on blog.contagiouscompanies.com, or if you're reading it now, click the hyperlink in the previous sentence. Pay close attention to page 10 and really read that article. Teams who feel they're led by these one-hit wonder concepts, who are only maybe leading for now or in an interim capacity, will not feel nurtured, encouraged, or compelled to perform. Now, if you are that temporary leader, gosh, settle in fast, build rapport even faster with those team members you now lead. Ask them a bunch of questions, get to know who they are, and act like you've had that job for years and will continue to do so, as well as begin working on how you'll equip the new leader with a smooth transition process. Secondly, avoid ignoring the obvious. Perhaps there isn't an interim leader and the leadership role is just open. If this is a team you work with, take them under your wing and help them by showing you care and will lead anyway. Leadership isn't about your title or pay for additional responsibilities, really. It's a way of being and a way of life. Real leaders lead because there's a need, not because someone asked them to. Lead anyway because it matters and because they need you to. Openly address that while they are leaderless, you'll be helping out. Of course, involve HR where appropriate, take the initiative, and learn your boundaries for their performance management, coaching, and discipline. But don't ignore the obvious and act as if all is copacetic if it's not. And finally, cut them a little slack. Whether a team has a leader who's just mentally absent or physically absent when the big boss is away, or has a temporary leader, or has no leader at all, the impact this has on the lack of direction is significant. Those with strong leadership tendencies on the team will try to take over without even knowing or thinking about it. Cut them a break. Those without strong leadership skills or practice and experience will flounder in need of direction and guidance that may not be forthcoming. Adjust your expectations for just how quickly they'll get things done and how responsive they'll be to your requests. Now, don't write them off or ignore them. Merely realign your expectations with their reality and recognize that the world needs leaders for a reason. There are some who really enjoy and like to follow. Depending on the makeup of the leaderless team, though, some may struggle more than others. In fact, keep an eye out in the coming weeks for the How Relators Can Become Better Leaders ebook that will help with this particular type of employee when they're on a team with no leader. Absent leadership is no laughing matter and can cause real chaos on a team and all the other teams that that team's performance impacts. Pay attention to who's jumping in to take over, how they're taking over, and their impact on what could potentially feel like a one-hit wonder event. The team may struggle, but you don't want them to revert back to the original skill level they had before that leader disappeared. Leadership truly is contagious, and you want them to catch some of what you've got, no matter who is supposed to be in that role. So remember to read the article on page 10 and maybe even page 11 if you're needing to hire a new leader to replace the one you lost in Leadership Development Magazine. And of course, I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and stay contagious.